progress, humanism, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't go steadily forward or steadily up. It goes down, it goes up, it goes sideways, it goes all over the place. Hopefully, if you're optimistic like I am, it's progressing, but sometimes it doesn't seem like it. Sometimes we take a couple steps back. I think now, not only in the United States, but in Italy for sure, and the rest of Europe, and as far as I'm concerned, in the world generally, because the world is much more connected in terms of media, the effect that the leaders of different countries and different international organizations, continental organizations, their words and their actions and the things they don't say and the things they should do and don't do, whether we're talking about refugee crisis, immigration, racism, just general misogyny, you know, misunderstandings, ignorance about different races, different ways of worshiping, dressing, eating, whatever, music. You know, there's a lot of ignorance around. There's always going to be ignorance. But the thing that's scary is when people who should know better, the leaders of countries, presidents, prime ministers, leaders of business organizations, the people who are in charge of unions between different countries, international organizations, when they are ignorant, or even worse, when they pretend to be ignorant because it serves short-term goals, it makes them more money, it gets them power or keeps them in power. You know, that's a difficult thing to combat, and it's understandable that people throw their hands up and say, well, what's the point of voting? What's the point of even trying to make a change? I have no influence. I can't do anything. I can't even influence whether people clean my street, you know, much less the refugee crisis or something. But in reality, I think that what humanity is, what it becomes day by day, is made up of small gestures, mostly unnoticed gestures. It's the simple things that each person does, really. It's not just telling a story like Green Book. That does help in a way, especially because, as I said, or tried to say in Italian, it's not a story that tells you what to think. It's a story that, it's just a good story that allows you to think if you want to. It's an invitation. It's not forced upon you. And so I think the small gestures that are even more important than a movie like Green Book are, for example, you're walking down the street and you bump into somebody by accident, you know, and maybe you knock their groceries on the ground or something, or you just run into them. Or you don't realize it and you've just cut someone off in your car. You have a choice in that moment, and you will not get that moment back, to turn around and say, oh, sorry, or excuse me. Or to just keep walking. That moment, you won't get that moment back. You can maybe go running down the street and say, hey, I'm sorry. That's good too. But you don't always get to do that. So I think these little moments are what make up society. And so I do understand why people throw their hands up and say, well, why? I don't want to vote. But it's like death, you know? We're all going to die, so then what? It's no point in brushing your teeth. There's no point in stopping at a red light. I'm going to die anyway. I mean, yeah, you can. Some people do that. I think that's the reason why some people commit suicide. It's why some people become bitter and angry as they get older. I understand, you know. I understand these things. And I'm sorry when I see them. They're not good examples for young people. But there's always somebody doing the right thing. You know, and, you know, the more people do the right thing, the more good examples are out there. I mean, that's all I can say. There's no easy solution. But I don't know if that answers your question.